Welcome to the 222 Paranormal Podcast with your host, Jen and Joe. Hey, Jen.
I'm here.
We are here.
I'm here.
Where?
I don't know.
Oh.
But I'm here.
Oh, okay. All right.
What's going on, Joseph?
Oh, we made it to Lorain, Ohio.
Yeah.
We're in the St. Joseph. Old St. Joseph. I keep saying St. Joseph. The old St. Joseph Hospital.
The old St. Joseph Hospital. Yeah. Lorain, Ohio, everybody.
Nice little town.
Very. Yeah. Very. Strange vibes from this town.
This is a haunted town.
It is very haunted.
I mean,
I don't know why. When we were driving through, when we came down that main road and we were trying to find the road that we turned onto, as we got closer to the water, I started getting more like nervous.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's an old haunted town. I mean, this place.
With 27 funeral homes.
Yeah. What's with all the funeral homes we passed?
No, and then the guy said that they tore one down, so it was just really odd.
Yeah.
But cool.
Yeah, super cool.
Interesting. So Joe and I went on a small road trip. It was about, an hour and a half drive?
Yeah, it's only like an hour and a half. It's not bad.
And so we go originally to the first place. Our first stop was at the Cuyahoga Fairgrounds.
Yeah.
And we went to the Gift of Light Expo, and it was just a vendor fair full of psychics, and some people were selling crystals and different types of, they had clothing, metaphysical type things. Mm-hmm. There was somebody giving detox foot baths, which I wish we would have had more time, Joe. That would have been really fun, but we were on a tight schedule.
Yep.
And we went there and we just, kind of looked around. It was a very small little vendor fair, and your stomach's growling every time we get on the air. What did you think about that?
It was cool. Met some great people. But I just think for that small event, it was way too expensive to get in.
Yeah, it was a little pricey.
Yeah.
You did not get any fairy dust sprinkled on your head, by
the
way.
Nope, I'm anti-glitter.
So we went to this booth, and there was a lady and her dad, and he was the official fairy dust sprinkler.
Mm-hmm.
And he took this little wand full of fairy dust and put it on the top of my head, and I had sparkly stuff in my hair.
Yeah.
But Joe didn't want to do it.
No.
Joey.
No, no glitter. I'm anti-glitter.
Everybody needs a little sparkle in their life.
I know, but I'm anti-glitter. But anyhow, we are sitting here in the lobby of the hospital, and it is creepy.
It's very, this place. Very, very creeptastic.
Yeah, but it's cool.
Very cool.
I want to play on the tractor. They have a tractor sitting across from us. I don't know why it's inside the building, but there's a tractor sitting across from us.
I saw, yeah, like this one looks like an antique small tractor. Like, Joe, you should just drive it around from floor to floor and try to round up some ghosts or something. Farmer Joe.
Yeah. So anyhow, a little history of the building. The original St. Joseph's house was founded in 1892. They built it, was like a log cabin looking one.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's super cool. But the main building was built around 1916, and then they had additions on like 1950. They added on in 1993, Lorain
Hospital and St. Joe's merged.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
yeah, I didn't understand it. So there was two of them then.
Yeah, there were two hospitals, and then they ended up merging into one.
Okay.
But, what's interesting, when I was reading, and when they originally built that log cabin type house, it was for children who needed immediate surgery because they were so far from Cleveland. You know, it's like there was a hospital in Cleveland.
Yeah.
But that's what, about an hour, hour and a half?
Yeah, a little
from where
farther.
We're at. So,
and that's what, 6 or 7 hours in buggy time?
Probably.
You know, back then.
Probably. And so anyways, so what else, when did the hospital close, officially close?
1997.
Okay.
It closed up and, they were talking about building a new one, which they did. And that's why it's called the old St. Joseph's Hospital.
I see. Yeah. And it's several buildings. It's kind of a very tiny campus, but I think there's, what do we have, four buildings here still?
I think so.
One was torn down.
Yeah.
And then along with that funeral home that we talked about.
Yeah. And, you know, after finding out that they tore down a building D, I guess.
Yeah.
But I've never been here. So it, to me, I don't see where it was.
Yeah.
So.
But this place is cool. It's very large. It doesn't look like it from outside, but the inside is like a maze.
Yeah.
And the main part.
Yeah, so, hey, we got a guest here, so let's bring him over and see how it goes.
All right, here we go.
So, on today's show, we have Greg with us.
Greg Hetetic, correct? All right, yes. So I was so worried I was going to mess it up, Greg.
It was close, it was good. Good try. Right.
Yeah.
And Greg is with Tri-C Ghost Hunters. You are a local group here based out of Lorain, or are you based out of a different city?
We're based out of Ohio.
Oh, all over Ohio.
Yeah, because, I like that. You know, we're Tri-C Ghost Hunters. In Cleveland, they have Tri-C Community College.
Okay.
We're not affiliated with them.
Oh.
We call ourselves Tri-C because we have teams in Cleveland, Canton, and Columbus.
Interesting. Ah. All the way down to the Columbus.
Yeah, in fact, we have some here today with us.
That's amazing. Yes, so we are going to be vendors at your fair that's coming up. And it's so exciting. We're in the building right now, in the building that we're going to be in. And I'm already getting vibes off of it. I got a little bit of anxiety and goosebumps going on right now. But,
why?
That this place will do that to you.
Yeah. Just a feeling. A feeling. So, Greg, can you tell us a little bit about the fair that's going to go on and what it's all about?
Well, the fair, which is the old St. Joseph Hospital Psychic and Paranormal Fair, which is going to be held here May 20th and 21st. Basically, in a nutshell, we're doing this fair for charity.
Mm-hmm.
We're having about 40 vendors here.
Okay.
Paranormal authors, psychics, mediums, Reiki, healers. We even have a masseuse who's going to be doing chair massages.
I'll be there.
And we have a wide variety of other stuff. We have paranormal teams that are going to be here. And free admission for everybody to come.
That's amazing because, you know, a lot of shows that Joe and I do, it costs to get in. But this is a unique one that it is.
This is free for I mean, we will ask for donations, you know, but you don't have to. I mean, if you want to donate $1, $2, or we're asking for, you know, any non-perishable food items, you know, to be donated to.
Yeah, everybody has something extra in their pantry they can bring.
Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
You know, but you don't have to donate anything. You know, just come and enjoy the fair, you know, talk with paranormal teams, talk with some of the authors, get a reading, healing, get a massage.
I'm all for that.
Yeah.
Take a tour of the hospital. We'll be offering, because, you know, come on, some people aren't into the ghosts and stuff, but, you know, they would still like to see the hospital during the day.
Sure.
So we will be offering day tours of the hospital for those who are not willing to do the public ghost hunt that we're doing Saturday night.
Okay. So on Saturday night, you're having the public ghost hunt, and that is how much?
That is $50 a person.
Okay.
There again, that money's going to charity. Mm-hmm. All the money that we're collecting, all the food, donations at the door, we're having raffles. We have some cool stuff that we're going to be raffling off. It's going to cost like $5 to take a tour of the hospital, which is going to last about an hour. The money from the ghost hunt, we're going to be doing a 50-50 raffle during the ghost hunt too. All that money that we get, minus any expenses that we have to do, is all going to charity.
And what charities are you representing?
There are five of them, and they're all local here in Lorain County.
Okay.
One of them is the Friendship Animal Protective League.
Oh, great.
Another one is called Blessing House. Genesis House, which is the Lorain County Safe Harbor.
Oh, cool.
We are doing the Salvation Army, the local Salvation Army, and the Second Harvest Food Bank.
That's really cool because, like we said, for one thing, very rarely do you have an event that you don't have to pay to get in. But we definitely ask people, even though it's free, bring a pocket full of change or something, because these charities really need your help, and this is a great event. It's an awesome place. I mean, we walked around here and checked it out. You guys are going to be shocked at how cool this place is, and definitely go on the tour because you get to see something that a lot of people don't get to see. And yeah, if you're not that hip on taking the ghost hunt at the end of the night, some people don't, but hey, it's cool just to see the history and to check this place out, because like I said, we got a chance to walk around and look at it, and it is just so cool.
It's a very large building. Could get lost in here.
And during the day tours, we're going to take you to what we consider some of the most haunted locations in the hospital. Mm-hmm. You're going to be there during the day.
Mm-hmm.
Still going to be creepy. You know, we'll take you to the chapel. Third floor patient wings are the most haunted locations here in the hospital. Everybody has activity going on there. In fact, we're having a cleanup today, and there's people that are on the third floor. I bet you they're going to have stuff happen.
Oh, yeah.
Interesting.
ICU, that's going to be open. You figure ICU, I mean, can you imagine the emotion and how many
how much energy is expended in the air?
Right. They'll be able to tour that. They'll be able to tour the old morgue, which there really isn't any. There's not that much left to it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But, you still get to see it. Get to go into the emergency room area where the apparition of little boys have been seen.
Oh, interesting. What are some of the claims or evidence that you've gotten here at the hospital?
There's been reports from maintenance guys of two little boys in the emergency room area where they actually chased them into the room. I mean, they were there working. This was after the hospital closed. And these two maintenance guys were working in an electrical closet, and they heard giggling behind them. They turned around and looked, and there's two boys standing there. And they're like, what are you doing here? Because, it's closed off. I mean, the hospital is closed for anybody. And to see two little boys standing behind them, they like yelled at them, and the boys took off. Well, they took off after them. The boys ran into this one room. They ran into the room after them, and there were no boys.
Oh, my God.
Talk about full body apparition. They actually see the solid body apparition.
So it was
apparition.
Two maintenance workers or just
two,
one?
Two maintenance.
Mm-hmm. So you have corroborating and witnesses.
Right. And the first time we investigated the hospital, one of our investigators actually saw the little boy, one of the little boys in that same room.
Oh my gosh.
And she chased him.
Really?
Yeah. To the same area.
Joe, we have to go to that room.
Yeah. So, won't chase him though. But, I can't.
No. But during the day,
we'll bring him some toys.
People will be able to tour that area. In a group, you're not going to be there by yourself like we do, two people.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully we'll get enough, we'll get like 10, 20 people, each tour. We're going to be doing one every hour on the hour. So hopefully we'll get enough people that'll go there.
That's great.
So
make sure everybody goes on to Greg's, onto the Facebook page for the site, because those tickets will go really fast for the overnight ghost hunt. So make sure you get them early.
We've only have a few left. And, if it gets sold out, which I think it will before the fair, we may open up another date, a couple weeks afterwards.
That'd be great.
Yeah, that'd be cool, too. And it'd almost be like a special event, too, because, it should be their own event that they can go through and see.
And there again, if we did another investigation, all that money would be going to charity. Everything we do here goes to charity.
With your group, Tri-C, what kind of... do you just help businesses or residential, or do you do all kinds of investigation for people?
We do all kinds.
Okay.
I mean, basically, Tri-C was formed to help people, whether they have a business or a home.
Mm-hmm.
We're not really there to prove an afterlife. There's a lot of teams that are doing that. It'd be cool, if we could do that. But we want people to feel comfortable in their homes.
Are you guys hearing that? Michael.
The spirit phone.
Yeah. I thought we were having an experience here.
But, we're here to help people. Mm-hmm. I mean, I want people to feel comfortable in their homes. So, we go there and I'm a retired police officer, so I got to have all the facts and everything has to be logical.
Mm-hmm.
I won't go into a place and like, this place is really haunted.
Yeah.
Do you do any kind of pre-screening process or questionnaire with the people that you're going into?
Yes. We do a questionnaire.
Mm-hmm.
And, we actually do a research on their place, their home or business, and we also, you know, do a little bit of research on them too, because we want to know, you know, who we're helping. And of course, you know, they want to know who's coming in too. That's why all of our full-time investigators have criminal background checks.
Now that's a good thing.
That's great. Yeah. That's the first time we've heard that from a group.
Yeah, we don't want anybody who's a thief, you know, going to somebody's. I mean, that doesn't.
It's almost like they can scope it out first and why they're there alone. And then, you know.
There has to be that level of comfort and trust.
And we're an unusual group because we're a lot older than a lot of the groups that are out there. I mean, our average age in our team is probably about 45.
Okay.
That's young, because I'm 46. Yeah.
So, but, you know, we got, you know, retired people, you know, but, you know, we've been, a lot of us have been doing this a long time. I've been doing this for 26 years.
How did you get into the paranormal? What sparked your interest in it?
Just as a kid growing up, you know, I was into reading everything. Of course, back then you used to have to go to a library and get a book. You couldn't read everything on the internet. But I used to read everything I can get my hands on. And back then, it was like UFOs and Bigfoot, anything
in
unknown.
Search of with Leonard Nimoy.
Yeah. Oh yeah, any of that stuff. You know, I was in, you know, the naval flight was Flight 19 that disappeared in the Bermuda Triangle.
Yes, I remember that.
You know, I used to read all that stuff and Loch Ness Monster. Mm-hmm. Oh man, I was like, I wanted to go search for the Loch Ness Monster.
Yes,
I did.
Did you?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
I got to do that. But, and then it it was funny because I wasn't really into ghosts at that time. Mm-hmm. You know, I read some ghost stories and everything. But then it started, as I started getting older, I started getting more interested in it.
Mm-hmm. Like the lure of the mystery and the unknown is very intoxicating.
Right. And then back in 1991, one of the guys I worked with, he knew I was into the paranormal at that time. He goes, "Hey, I think my house is haunted." I'm like, "Ooh, let's go investigate."
Yeah.
So he did, and we did, and you know, we caught something that we couldn't explain. So, and I've been hooked ever since.
And what was it? What did you? Was it something you heard or saw?
Well, it was something we captured on video.
Ooh.
And this was a crazy story. And I mean, I still don't believe it, but I still have the evidence. He claimed that every once in a while, sleeping in their room, they would see a figure of a woman floating across the room. It was just like from the chest up.
Okay.
And he would wake his wife up, and they're like, "Wow, you know, check that out." And she'd be like, "Oh my gosh." And they had other stuff going on in their house too. So I'm like, "Wow, let's set up a video camera in your bedroom."
There you go.
So we did. But, you know, back in 91, we didn't have the night vision.
Right.
Maybe, you know,
it
the
was
IR.
Just the VHS
it's
tape.
It's a big, giant VHS recorder that we hooked, you know, set up in there. So on all you saw on the screen was pitch black. Mm-hmm. You saw a couple little pin lights, you know, here and there. And so we set it up, and the next day we reviewed it, and we captured something that we couldn't explain. It was about 2:14, 2:15 a.m. in the morning, and the picture just starts going crazy. There's a lot of interference. I mean, it's jumping and going light and dark, and it was really weird. And then all of a sudden, we got this crazy green glowing light just started filling up the whole screen. And you could see, like, the edge of the bed, you know, the foot of the bed where you could see it's coming up. And it lights up the whole screen, and then it disappears.
Oh, wow.
And then all the interference stops, and then everything goes back to normal.
That is amazing.
But that's not the end of the story.
Tell us more.
So, I mean, I was like, holy, you know, I went there and I looked at it. He goes, I don't know if it's a problem with the tape or what. I'm like, well, it's not a problem with the tape. It's brand new. And I'm like, that is weird. So I brought it home to show my wife at the time, and we're sitting there watching it, and there's the interference. Everything's going crazy. It's jumping around, but there's no light.
Oh, wow.
There was no green light. I'm like, I mean, this was, I couldn't believe it. So I called him back up. I'm like, dude, there's no light in here. So I took it back to his house and played it. Sure enough, there's the light again. It was weird.
At the same time, right?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
The only place that it would show up was at his house. I even brought my VCR over to his house and played it there, and it showed up. The only way that I could...
That's a good test.
Yeah. The only way we could actually see this anywhere else, I actually had to play it on his TV, set up my video camera, and record it on his TV.
So it only allowed him to...
No. How do you explain it? Yeah. So, and I still have both VHS tapes. I have the original, which has no green light, and I have the copied, which shows the green light.
Wow.
How do you explain that?
You can't. That's unexplainable.
That was crazy.
For you to say that you could actually still see the bed outline, because, you know, if it's fakery, it would just fill up the screen with the green light, but you wouldn't see those little things that you notice.
Right.
You know.
What was the history? Did you know the history of the house or the area?
Well, the legend that the house was moved.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was moved from its one location to its current location. Mm-hmm. And the story is that the people that lived in the house were killed in a car accident.
Oh, wow.
Hmm.
Like back in the 30s or 40s.
It's possible that they, even though they didn't die on location, they could have went back to the place that they're familiar with.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And attached to that.
Yeah. Wow. So it was pretty crazy.
See, and that goes in, we've talked about that before, is, okay, if a spirit or somebody dies in a location, then they transfer, you know, even though they tear down a building or that, where does that energy go? And that's a good example is, on in this case, the actual building. You say the house was moved, right? So the actual building was moved, and they went with it.
Right.
Well, you know, I mean, spirits can attach themselves to any objects. Mm-hmm. It could be a house. It could be a coin. Mm-hmm. It could be a doll.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Interesting. So as with your former life in law enforcement, did you ever have anything strange or unusual happen on the job? Did you have any experiences?
Yeah. A couple weird experiences. This had to do with dreams. You know, where I was having this dream. We had, there were two businesses that would get broken into. You know, if we knew that one got broken into, we knew that another one got broken into. Okay. One was like a recreation area, and the other one was an elementary school.
Okay.
So it didn't make any sense. Well, one night I was dreaming that the recreation center got broken into, and then I went to the elementary school, and I'm walking around, and I see a broken window, and I look in the window, and there's a gun staring at me.
Oh my God!
So this was on the midnight shift. I went to work, and there was just three of us working that night. And I told the one guy about my dream, and he goes, "Oh, you know, I hope it doesn't get broken into tonight." Well, the recreation center did get broken into.
Oh, my gosh.
So I says, well, I'm going to go check the elementary school. And he's like, be careful. Remember your dream. I'm like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So I walked around the elementary school. Sure enough, there's a broken window.
Oh, my gosh. You had a premonition.
I did not look in.
Yeah.
I just backed up. And I'm like, Bob, get over here.
It could have been your guardian angel, you know, like warning you. Yeah. Like, so trying to save you.
That was kind of weird.
I think that's fascinating myself. Yeah. Joe and I are like really into dreams. We have this whole thing about dreams. We always have weird, weird dreams. Yeah, and then we tell each other our dreams. We have to do a show on dreams.
Yeah. Matter of fact, not to cut into you, but didn't you just mention the girl that we talked to at the psych fair we were just at is going to be here?
Mm-hmm.
And
she does dream.
She does dream. And we asked her about that. And we'll have to talk to her about it.
Yeah, she's part of Greg's group.
That's what I heard.
We have two psychics that are at the fair now who are members of our team, and they will be at the fair.
That's cool. So exciting. Tell us a little bit about what's been captured here in the hospital, besides seeing the two little boys.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of personal experiences.
Mm-hmm. Do you want to share them? No pressure or anything. feel comfortable, it's okay.
The third floor is a really active area. It's door slamming, shadows.
Wow.
Shadows being seen. Even the maintenance guys during the day who still take care of it, you know, they'll hear door slamming when there's nobody in there.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of our investigators hear door slamming. Sometimes we'll go walk past the door and you can hear it randomly, like somebody's trying to get out.
Oh my goodness.
The last time I was here, we were in the VA portion of the hospital. And they have, there was the old X-ray area. And they have a glass where the receptionist used to sit. Me and a couple other investigators, we're sitting there, and the glass just started, like, shaking for no reason. Oh, I mean, there was no drafts there. There was nobody else in our area. And we're like, you know, now it could be logical explanation, but, you know, it was just There's no reason why that
strange
glass
timing shake. Too.
Now when we did open the one door, the glass would shake, but there were no doors being opened.
Wow.
So there's that's cool. People have seen shadows even when the hospital was open. There people had experiences here.
Joe and I were just talking about that on the way here. So, you know, you have like we saw a lot of funeral homes on the way here. And
there
I'm
are
like,
a lot.
I'm like, why is there so many funeral homes? But like a hospital, a funeral home, mm-hmm. Do, you know, spirits hang around in these places? I could understand hospital because people, you know, have traumatic experiences. Mm-hmm. They die and maybe they get stuck. But my weird question is, do people or do spirits hang out at funeral homes? I don't know.
Yeah, you know, I don't know. Obviously, there's people who believe yes. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think they could hang out anywhere.
Yeah. Why would they want to hang out there? They'd hang out with their people.
You
or
mentioned
something.
That there's a lot of funeral homes. Mm-hmm. Well, there's one less because there was one right across the street from the hospital that was just torn down last year.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
So, yeah, mm-hmm. There are a lot. You're not the first one that has said that. It's coming here.
I notice weird things, you know, like I'm a great observer of people and places and things. And
I think that with a hospital, it's just the emotion. And hospitals and theaters are the two most haunted places because of emotion. But with a hospital, it's a little different because there's actually real death.
Yeah.
And
life and birth, too.
Birth,
you know,
life, the emotion of
energy.
The deaths. Yeah. I mean, every time some traumatic event happens, that energy is put out into the universe. And it's kind of like a dome over the hospitals, I would imagine.
Right.
And, you know, just this area in general, I mean, all through, like, Detroit, Toledo, Cleveland, all the way up, it's all limestone.
Mm-hmm.
And it's old. You know, people have inhabited here for a long, long time. Mm-hmm. So you have a lot of history. There's, like, you know, especially, like, Cleveland, Toledo, we have a lot of, like, history with Prohibition.
Mm-hmm.
There was a lot of murders with that. Mm-hmm. You know, Native American.
I was going to mention that.
Yeah.
And the stone is almost like a battery. I mean, you can actually have energy come out of those stones, and it's just like a magnet.
Right.
Yeah, like watches run on quartz,
mm-hmm.
you know, and there's known to be quartz in this area, like all through Ohio.
Right, mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that definitely could vibrate some.
You add all that together.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then with the human emotion. And
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. So once again, we are at the Old St. Joseph's Hospital in Lorain, Ohio. You're going to have an awesome fair. Could you give us the dates on that again on that?
May 20th and 21st.
Okay.
Saturday and Sunday.
A 2-day event, which is awesome. And huge place. They're going to have tons of vendors, tons of different things than just normal, your everyday psychic fair. You have the massage.
Mm-hmm.
You have
authors.
Really, authors, everybody.
I'll be here.
It's going to be cool.
We have some jewelry vendors.
Oh,
and,
nice.
You know, salt
something
lamps,
for so. Everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We have a zombie works. Anything zombie is going to be here.
Oh, neat.
We even have a popcorn candy table vendor that's going to be here.
Oh, man. There's my downfall right there.
So,
I spent all my money there.
And I know, too, the maintenance guys that run this place, they're going to be here. They're going to be grilling hot dogs and selling hot dogs and stuff
nice.
Like that.
The neat thing that I didn't even know about is the tours. That's going to, I'm going to have to go on one of the tours.
Yeah, definitely.
Or maybe two or three.
Those should be fun.
Yeah.
Those should be
Will you be leading them or just somebody from the group?
I mean, I would like to lead them.
Mm-hmm. You'll be busy.
At least, but I'll probably
yeah.
Busy.
Great.
But somebody who's knowledgeable, you know, mm-hmm. will be leading the tours.
Where else have you investigated? Like, any other big, large, haunted places that you've been to?
Oh, let's see. Where do I start?
Yeah. I always like to know where people went and where their favorite place to investigate is.
Let's see. Where have I investigated? 1886 Crescent Hotel in Arkansas.
Oh.
Jerome Grand Hotel in Arizona.
Oh, yeah, we've been there.
Mm-hmm.
Myrtle's Plantation in Louisiana.
Did you see anything?
We had stuff happening, yeah. The
awesome.
Lamp Mansion in St. Louis.
Wow.
Of course, Waverly mm-hmm. Hills down in Louisville.
I'm getting jealous.
I still have a lot of places to go. A couple castles in Scotland.
Nice.
Edinburgh Vaults in Scotland.
Really? No, I heard Edinburgh is like the most haunted city. Would you agree?
I think Edinburgh is up there. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think Gettysburg and Savannah are up there too, Savannah, Georgia. But I love Edinburgh. I mean, that's just a great city. And there's a lot of history, of course. Yeah. Tons of history. Right. But it was a real treat to be able to investigate the Edinburgh vaults.
That's like Mecca.
Yeah, of course, we didn't investigate, but we visited the Tower of London.
Okay.
And my wife and I had experience in one of the towers.
Oh, cool.
That was, we couldn't explain. We both felt, it was a salt tower. And we both felt, I mean, I just felt so dizzy. Mm-hmm. And just like I couldn't, my equilibrium was off. I couldn't walk. And then when we left, she said the same thing happened to her.
Wow.
And that's where they used to hold prisoners, mm-hmm. you know, in this room that we were in. So that was just, that's the only place we felt that in the whole, you know, castle.
Interesting. That's cool. Now, where have you not been that you want to go?
The bucket list.
Yeah, the bucket list.
Let's see. I mean, I've been to a lot of places but I haven't investigated. Mm-hmm. You know, some places. I mean, I'd love to investigate, like, the Alamo. Mm.
You don't hear that a lot.
No.
I don't hear that. And now that you think about it, yeah, that makes sense.
I would like to investigate there. I'd like to investigate Wright-Patterson Museum, the Air Force mm-hmm. Museum.
Oh, yeah.
Trans-Allegheny. And a lot of places over in Europe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Brand's Castle.
Yes.
Brandstalkers.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I love the...
Dracula's Castle.
Some of the... other places, the Suicide Forest in Japan.
Oh my, we just did a show on that.
I would love to visit.
So
there.
Interesting.
And yes. And I know this one. I mean, there's a lot of emotion in mm-hmm. you know these places, and the concentration camps during World War II. I wonder what kind of stuff you would get. I mean, just think of the what went on there.
Oh, my gosh. It'd be overwhelming.
I mean, I think that place, those places, more than any other place, would probably mm-hmm. have more emotion than sure. anything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because, I mean, first thing you would think of is evil and all that, but the evil part of it was so small because the people they brought in, I don't know how many, but you think about the hundreds or the 100,000 people, they weren't evil. It right. was the people that controlled them. So the amount of emotion that I just couldn't imagine.
The suffering and I would feel weird about investigating a place like that just because
it's almost
of
like
the
hallowed
suffering.
Ground.
Yes, yeah. exactly.
Like, it would be disrespectful.
Right.
I kind of felt that way in Gettysburg. I felt like, okay, you know, we're here and we're doing it for fun, but that wasn't
fun
there
for
a lot
them.
Of people that, died there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's just tough too because when you go to these places, we went to Gettysburg, and we see a lot of people that just think it's. They're just for entertainment, and they're like, come on, speak to us, talk to us, look at it, you know, and they're not actually trying to get in the spirits' minds of these were, a lot
real
of them were just
people.
Kids,
right.
you know,
yeah,
right. And, you know, I'm 51, you know, we're up there, and we think of the people that were fighting were 19 yep. to probably 36 or whatever, I don't know, but you go there, and people just want here, light up this light, light up that, you know.
Well, you wouldn't talk to a normal person mm-hmm. that way. You just wouldn't walk up to a stranger and say, show yourself to me.
Yeah.
Right, right.
You would talk to them as if they were a friend mm-hmm. or, you know, like respectfully.
Yeah.
Right.
And then I've never thought about the concentration camps. Thinking about that is, it's almost like, how would you go in there? I mean, obviously, they wouldn't understand your...
I don't think I could. I think it would be so
overwhelming.
That's why
I was a little hesitant on saying it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's because it was like, wow, you know...
It opens up a lot of thoughts, and mm-hmm. which is good. You know, that's the...
Yeah. And speaking of Gettysburg, we're going to have Mr. Gettysburg here.
Really? Oh, yeah. My gosh.
Mark Nesbitt.
That's...
If you guys know who Mark
yep.
is,
mm-hmm.
he will be here. He runs the Ghost of Gettysburg... tours out there.
Oh, okay. That's where Kendra works.
Yeah. So when we mm-hmm. went, it was closed mm-hmm. for the season. It was normally opens, I think, like end of April, May. But yeah, we were trying to get an interview yeah. with him. But yeah, if he's going to be here, that's exciting.
We've actually investigated his business there a couple times.
Yeah,
but he will be out here. He's originally from Lorain.
Is he?
Yeah, okay.
Cool.
Him and his wife will be out here. They're going to have a table right behind me.
All right.
So
we'll have to. We'll stalk him.
Yeah, I'm excited about Mark coming out.
Yeah. So everybody listening, please come out to the show on May 20th and 21st, and come to Mark's table and our table.
Yeah, see everybody, you know.
Yeah.
It's funny, we've been talking about it for the last, five shows or so, and we always say, if you mention you heard it on the show, you can get in free. And we're like, no, it's free for everybody.
April Fools.
Yeah. All right, anything else you want to? We went over pretty much this awesome place. I mean, and you guys are going to love it. You've got to get out to this show. It's a 2-day event, which is rare. It's free to get in, but please bring a donation.
Yes.
Yes.
Please. That's the big thing, is these charities really need your help. And just come on out. Check out the Facebook page. Do you have any vendor spots still open?
No, we do not.
Okay.
Sold out.
So I
wish we had a bigger area, but...
That's all right.
It's going to be fun.
Mm-hmm.
I know we had some vendors who were trying to get in, but don't have any more room for them.
Wow, that's a good testament.
It is.
It's going to be a great fair. It's free parking, correct?
Yes,
plenty
there is.
Of parking
right out front.
Right mm-hmm. out front, and we're kind of right off the expressway, so it won't be hard to find. Everybody can Google it and go to your Facebook page.
It's right on the main road through Lorain.
Yeah, when we came in, it was so easy to get to. I mean, we just said, drive down here and turn here, and we're like, oh, there it is.
Yeah.
Just look for a giant old hospital.
Yeah.
And we're going to have a big banner on the building,
too.
Oh,
that helps.
Mm-hmm. So we're going to be advertising it. You know, I don't know when they're going to put the banner up, but we actually have it now. So there's going to be a huge banner up.
Okay.
Great. So tell everybody how they can find more information out about the fair.
You can go to our website, www.tcghohio.org, or you can go to the old St. Joseph Hospital
on the
Facebook page.
Okay.
Oh, wonderful.
And I know I copied your page and made up an event to try to get out to more people. So if anybody goes to our 222 Paranormal Podcast site, you can link up to the original site that they put out, and you can see where it's at and how to get here.
Definitely. Make sure everybody comes out. Come and visit Joe Shortridge.
Yes, I will be signing autographs.
Yeah, right. Greg, thank you so much. We appreciate your time today.
Thank you for having me.
Yes.
And we're looking forward to May 20th.
Thank you.
Thank you.